as you walk into the building itself, you just immediately notice it and you say, wow, you know, it's a bright, colorful mix of very large scale sculpture that make a little bit of noise because of the fans involved in keeping them inflated. And it's really, it's something fun and different that we wanted to bring for part of our 30th anniversary year here at the museum. So this is called Seeker, and this is by Sharon Engelstein. This is something that appears kind of like a body of an animal of some kind. It looks like it maybe has four legs. The other end of it, you can see sort of a head or a tail, depending on how you're looking at it. So there's something that your brain wants to sort of make and say, okay, maybe it's some kind of animal. It's something, it's called Seeker. Maybe it's moving around a bit. But at the same time, it's really a collection of spheres that are attached in a certain way. And it's this bright pink fabric that really catches your eye. I wanted to talk about the skull here next. And this is by artist Joshua Harker, who is actually in Michigan. He's based out of Dexter, I believe. It is a painted vinyl. So it's a vinyl material that is inflated in the shape of a skull. So it's white, and then it's painted with these black splotches and patterns all over it. Sort of very organic. But he plays with it, right? So he likes this idea that the skull is this sort of dark, and it's part of death and mortality, but he plays with it in a sort of fun way, because we all are in and around it and dealing with that kind of topic. So he tries to find new angles to work with that in his art. One other one I like to bring up. So this is the artist that actually has two works in the show. Both works are two human figures that are sharing air, sort of almost like a, you know, breath or spirit, which I think is a nice connection with our Inuit art collection. So culturally speaking, that's a common sort of theme and thought in a lot of their artwork in the Inuit culture. And to see Max Stryker's work, this is called Romulus and Remus. So it's a reference to the founding of Rome, but it is two infant figures, and they're attached at the back, and they have motors inside, and every 30 seconds or so, they exchange the air inside of them, and they inflate and deflate, and it makes that crinkling kind of sound, because this work in particular is actually made from a Tyvek paper material as opposed to like a fabric or a vinyl. And this is one of those ones, even the staff has been talking a lot about it, you know, oh, it's very creepy, it's very weird, it's very strange. I happen to love it. There's something about it that I think, because it is a mix of recognizable imagery that you immediately know, okay, it's two babies and they're attached to each other somehow, and they're breathing in and out from each other, you can quickly get into it, and then you immediately have to start asking, like, what is going on here? What is the artist trying to communicate about, or what is the sort of theme or topic that they're looking at? There's a mix of recognizable objects. So there's some large-scale flamingos. There are sculptural figures that look like people. But then there are more abstract pieces that are rainbow colored or just brightly colored orbs and different shapes, cone shapes. I also think of it as a very family-friendly exhibition. We've had a few kids coming in and out while we've been setting this up. And obviously you can't hide a show like this. It's just sort of there while we're setting it up. And watching kids, you know, have their jaws drop and just look at something and walk around it, I think provides an avenue for those parents to be a little more interested and a little more excited about what they're seeing, and hopefully bring them into the conversation a bit.